Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Beis, three lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins with the Braisa, Hey, Rabbi Yisi ben Meshulam, Meshum Rabbi Yechon, Achiv, Sha'am Meshum Rabbi Loz ben Chasmo, Rabbi Yisi ben Meshulam said a Edus in the name of his brother Rabbi Yechon, who said this in the name of Rabbi Loz ben Chasmo, and some agurus Rabbi Loz ben Chasmo, in Oysen Chalas Amaretz Betairo. If an Amaretz goes to a Chavar whose profession is to knead dough, and he's called a Gabo, and he tells him, I have a piece of dough, since I'm an Amaretz, I don't know how to take off challah properly. So I want you to take off challah for me. I want you to make sure that stays tar. But the chaver cannot do this for the amaretz because there's a chazaka that this isa became tamei beforehand because the amaretz had in his possession. If the chaver takes off challah for the amaretz and then the amaretz gives this challah to the kohen will think that the gabel actually took off challah properly since he's a chaver. And the kohen will think that this challah is tar and he'll come to eat challah that's tamei. And of course that's an isa deraisa and lemaisa the mafarshim. Bothered with Rashi's pshat because the Gemara said ein eisen chalas amaretz b'tayra and it's mashmud its chala was tar and therefore the Taisa Rosh learns this sugya differently and the Brisa continues avo eisen isis chluya b'tayra that if an amaretz goes to a chavar and he brings him flour that was not yet hushal kabel tuma and he asks him to go and make this into a dough and then take off chala for him so it would be mutter for the chavar to do this because l'maisa he's starting from the beginning of the process and at that point this dough and this flour was tar and since the flour was not yet hushal kabel tuma. Therefore, the Amaretz could not be metame this flour yet. And the Braisa states, and the Chava will take the shear of Chala off of this dough, and then the Chava will make sure to place the dough as well as the Chala into a kli, which is not generally used for dough. And Rashi says it's kelim shel beloy chamosais, that it's worn out flask of leather, and Rashi and Masechtas Nida explains that these kelim did not have a base kibble and did not have a receptacle, and therefore they're not mekabel tumo. Because the kelim are not mekabel tumo, therefore, when the amaretz now touches the kli, he will not transfer any tumo to the challah. And when the amaretz comes to pick up his dough and his challah, he will take both of the kelim, the kli that has the dough in it and the kli that has the challah in it. And Rashi explains, we don't have to be concerned that maybe the amaretz will go and touch the actual challah and be metame the challah. And the Gemara will explain why we don't have this chash as can't be metame the challah through the kli, but the maisa he may touch the actual challah and be metame the challah. And the Gemara continues with almost the exact scenario. That if amaretz will go over to chava whose profession is to be an olive presser and he brings olives which were already prepared and processed and ready to press and already were hushal kabel tumah, and he asks the chava to take off truma for him, so the chava cannot do so because since it was already processed and therefore they hushal kabel tumah, so there's chazaka that these olives already became tamei, and if the chava will actually take off truma for the amaretz, then a kohen that receives this truma will think that since the chava took care of it, then it must be that this truma was tar. And the reality is that this is really truma tmeya, as it came from Paris that were already tamei. And the Braisa continues, avo esim zesim chulyo b'tayra. However, if the amaretz comes and brings zesim that were not yet processed and therefore were not hukshul kabatuma, and he asked the chava to take off truma from it, then the chava could do so because l'maisa these Paris were tar. And the chava will take off the shear for truma for this amaretz, and in order to make sure that the amaretz is not metame these olives of truma, so he should make sure that he places it in his own kelim. And when the amaretz comes to take the truma from him and his zaysim back, so he'll take the olives back and he'll take the truma back, and the chava doesn't have to worry that the amaretz may open up this kli and actually touch the actual truma and make the truma tame. And once again, the Gemara will discuss why is it that we don't have to have this chash, and how can we rely on this amaretz that he won't touch the actual zesim of truma. And Ayin Taisa explains that why is it that in this case of the Braisa doesn't say that the chava should put it in kvisha iban chusa, and Taisa explains because olives and olive oils cannot be stored in this kli called a kvisha iban chusa, and as Taisa says, v'le chazu l'zesim. And the Gemara continues with time in mind, as Rashi explains in Shara Rabbanu l'kuli b'truma, ki hai kulo d'ikl mechash duma hadanaga, why is it that Rabbanu l'mekel b'negei truma that we allow the amaretz to do this, if l'maisa we should still be choshish that maybe the amaretz will actually touch the actual challah or the actual zesim of truma. The Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Kedei Chayiv DeGabol, Mishum Kedei Chayiv DeBadad, that since the Rabbanu were concerned about the panos and the livelihood of these chaverim who were professional kneaders and professional olive pressers, therefore they were makel and they said that amaretz could go to them in order to press their olives and in order to knead their dough. And the Gemara now is bothered, why do we need both of these cases if they seem to be exactly the same case? And the Gemara says, b'tzricha, and we need both of these cases, the Ashmin and Gavel. If we'd only give the first case about the person who's a professional nidah, mishum d'loy nafish agri, so over there we would say that we're concerned about the panasa of the Gavel, because l'maisa, he doesn't get paid a lot, as it's a pretty menial and easy job. Have a bodid nafish agri, but by an alapressa, who he gets a lot of schar and he makes more money, emaloy, maybe over there we were not concerned about kedei chayev, and maybe we didn't make this takana, and we wouldn't let a bodid go and press the olives and take off truma for the amoritz. V'yashmin and bodid, if we only have the second case of the b'raisa, mishum d'loy shchichle, l'maisa, it was a seasonal job, and was only during the time frame when they went to the alapress, avogav d'shchichle, but b'negein kneading dough, which takes place all the time, emaloy, maybe over there, even though he's getting paid very little, but he's always able to make panasa, and maybe we would not actually make this takana, and we would not let him take off challah for an amaretz tricha, and that's why we need both cases of this brisa. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the brisa. Amar, we said in the first case of the brisa, noitli menekrei challah menicha bechvisha iban chusa, the chavah could take challah for amaretz. He'll place it in these two kelim, uchshabah amaretz lital noitli shteim, and amaretz will be able to take both of these kelim vein chayshish, and the chavah does not have to worry that maybe the amaretz will go and touch the challah and be betamed the challah prior to giving to the kohen. And the Gemara asks, v'leichesh duma nagaba, maisa, why is it that we are not chayshish that amaretz will actually touch the challah? If l'chayr, it's so easy for the amaretz to go and touch the challah and be betamed. And the Gemara says, daminle, because the chavah will tell him, chazi, you should know, in nagasba, if you'll actually go and touch the challah, hadra l'tivla, this challah that I just took off from the dough will once again become tevel, and therefore, if you eat it, you'll actually be chayim misa. And as Rashi says, v'hu an chosher lechel tevel shav misa, and the amaretz is not chosher to eat tevel, which is, of course, a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara asks, v'leichesh dumle ichbisle, that maybe the amaretz won't care, and he won't mind if it actually becomes tevel again. And the Gemara says, of course, that doesn't make sense. Hashal eskudin kamechavin, since we know that this amaretz came to the chavah in order to take off a challah for him, and michbisle ichbisle, do you think that the amaretz doesn't care if it'll actually become tevel once again? Of course he cares about that, and as Rashi says, that he's not chosher lechel tevel shebemiso. And in a moment we will see that once we get the amaretz scared, that if he touches the challah, then it'll be once again tevel, and by the fact that the chavah also placed it into these kelim which are not mekabel tumah, so that itself is a siman to the amaretz not to go near the challah and not to be matame the challah, and that's why you need both of these things. You had to warn them, and you also had to make sure that you place it in a kli which is not mekabel tumah and which are generally not used to store dough in, and that's why the Brisa said that the chavah should place it bekvisha iban chusa. And the Mefarshim also explained that even after giving all these simanim and telling the amaretz that you should know it'll become tevel, we are only doing this in order to help the chavah and in order to make sure he has panasa and he has a livelihood. And l'maisa, the Mefarshim are bothered that generally we don't make takanas where we have to lie to someone, and how could it be that over here we'll say chazi in nagas b'hadra l'tivla if this is not really true? And the Chasam Sefer says that in the chanami this was actually a takan rabbanon, and in the chanami if the amaretz would actually touch the schala, it would go back and become tevel once again, ayin sham. And now that the Gemara explained the first case of the Braisa, the Gemara continues to the second case of the Braisa. Amar, we learned before, noitli mena kadei truma, o minicha bekelo shel chava, b'negei de zesim, you take truma from the zesim, and you put in the kelo shel chava, nuchshabar amaretz lito, when the amaretz comes to collect his olives and his truma, noitli shteim, so the amaretz will take both of the kelim, ve'ini chayshish, and the chava doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the amaretz will actually touch the truma, and it'll make the truma tamei, and it'll give it to a kayin. And the Gemara asks, v'leichesh dumu nagaba, the lechayr, why should we be chayshish that maybe the amaretz will touch the zesim and will be metame the truma? Of course, the Gemara knew the previous teretz of the Gemara, damin lechazi nagas ba hadal tivla, and in our case, the chava would also tell the amaretz, you should know that if you touch the truma of the zesim, then it will actually become tevel once again. And as we said before, an amaretz is not chosher to eat tevel because it's misa b'dei shemayim when someone eats tevel. Therefore, the Gemara continued to explain this question as bishleim mahasam, bishleim b'negei the case of the dough, islay akira, there's a hekka by the fact that the chava placed the dough into these kelim where it's not usual to place dough, and the chava places dough in the kvisha oiban chusa. And as Rashi says, that together with the fact that we scared the amaretz and we told him that if he touches the challah, it'll become tevel once again. So therefore, since it's in such an interesting keli, so therefore the amaretz will remember that he can't touch the challah. However, the Gemara explains, hacha b'negei the case of the olives, mayakiri islay, since the chava placed the olives that were truma into his own kelim, so l'chayr, there is no hekka for the amaretz. And even though we warned the amaretz that l'maisa, if he touches the zesim and he touches the truma, it will once again become tevel, but l'maisa, there's no hekka for the amaretz, and he may forget and come and touch the truma, and possibly the kohen will eat truma tmeya. Just because we want to help the livelihood of the chava, we should not cause a kohen to eat truma tmeya. And the Gemara answers, the manuchle b'kli glolim b'kli avonim b'kli adama, the inachinami in this case, case, the chava will place the truma into kelim which were made out of dung, made out of stones, or made of adama. And number one, all these kelim are not mekabel tuma, and therefore, when the amaret touches these kelim, the truma that's inside it would not become tame. And number two, it's not standard to place truma and to place peiros into this type of a kli, and therefore, these kelim will act as a simon for the amaret to remember not to touch the actual truma that's inside this kli. And Rashi points out what Taisus points out on the samach alpha and beis as well, that amaret le'achmer rabbanon le'kuli hay le'shavi kizav gomel u'tamim masa, that you shouldn't think that rabbanon will machben amaret that even if he touches the outside of a kli or he moves a kli, even if it would be a kli adama or a kli glolim, that it will become tamei, as this is not a gzeir rabbanon, and rabbanon did not say that he's mamish like a zav gomer. Our Gemara continues that if we just said that the chava places the truma in kli glolim, kli avonim, and kli adama, so yachim might hear the chava. Why did the Brisa state they have to put in the kli of shel chava afilu da amaretz nami? Even if you place it in kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adama of the amaretz himself, there would be a heka, and it would also not become tamei. And therefore, why do we specifically say it was bekelim shel chava? And the Gemara says hachim nami kama. That's exactly what the Brisa means to say. Bekelim shel amaretz, you're placing the kelim of the amaretz that are only these type of kelim which are kli glolim, kli avonim, and kli adama, have ruin lishtamish ben chava, which are generally used only by chaverim, because chaverim want to make sure that their produce did not become tamei, even if it's chulin, and therefore in their homes they only had kelim which were not able to transmit tumma to their food. And since this was the standard kli of a chava, and it was specifically not the standard kli of an amaretz, as why would amaretz use kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adama if they weren't chayshish and they weren't so careful with tumma and taira? Since it's so unusual for the amaretz to use kli glolim, kli avonim, and kli adama, therefore it'll be a simon and a heck of him not to touch the truma that's inside this keli. And the Gemara continues with the last two pieces of the Mishnah that would play Daka Shalom. Number one, the Mishnah said the Machzikin Dei Nachri Meshvias Avolo Yidei Yisrael, that he machzik the hands of the Nachri during Shemitah, however not those of a Jew. And Vesholim Bishlomim play Daka Shalom. And even though the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, you're allowed to greet a guy by saying Shalom Meplei Daka Shalom. And the Gemara's Havmina is when the Mishnah said the Machzikin Dei Akam Meshvias, it means that you can actually help them and you can work with them in the field, because a guy that owns a field during Shemitah is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the Gemara is machzikin, how can you say that you can actually go and work in a field? You're not allowed to go dig together with the guy during Shemitah. And even though we said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to give shalom to the Kichavim and play Daka Shalom, however, you're not allowed to say shalom twice, as that's giving him too much chashivas. And the Gemara answers when the Mishnah stated machzikin de akam mishvias, that it's only referring to a case where you see a guy working during Shemitah and you just greet him by saying you should have strength and you should be able to do good work. Just like we find Rabbi Huda said to a guy that was working that you should have strength and you should work hard. And Rav Sheshis would say to them, Ashrata, which is Rashi says, Afu Lashon Chizik, it's also a Lashon Chizik, and similar to what we say to people, Yashikayach. However, of course, you can't go and work with an Akum in a field on Shemitah, and that is certainly going to be Asar. And the Gemara continues to discuss the second din that was brought by Rav Dimon Bar Shishna Mishmei Derav, that in Kaiflin Shalom Levichavim, you now double up the word Shalom to a guy. And the Gemara says, Rav Chista Maktim Yavle Shalma, in order that Rav Chista made sure that he wouldn't have to say Shalom Shalom to an Levichavim, he made sure when he saw a guy that he would greet him first. As if the guy would greet him first, it was the standard practice that you would go and double over and you would add on to the greeting. So for example, if the guy would say to him Shalom, he would have to say Shalom Shalom, and he didn't want to be Ivan his din of Rav, that you shouldn't say Shalom Shalom to a guy. And Rav Kana Amalei Shalom Lomah, and when Rav Kana saw a guy, he didn't say Shalom, instead he said Shalom Lomah, and as Rashi says, V'lo Miskaben L'Varchai, he actually was not Miskaben to be Mavarach the guy, El Libay Hayle Rabbi, his heart was really saying Shalom to his Rebbe, to his master. And the Baal Tesis is V'tzarachi and Shlohi B'zeh Goyne Das Abriyas, and L'Chayra, there's a problem of Gnevis Das, and that even applies to a guy, V'alchinim Pirishkein, and therefore Tesis says that Rashi did not have to explain it this way, to L'Kama El De'in Kaifle Shalom, that all that Rav Kana was trying to say is that he said Shalom Lomar, and he didn't say Shalom Shalom Lomar, and he didn't double over the bracha of Shalom. And the Gemara continues that a Mishnah we stated B'shalim B'shalim and play Daki Shalom, and Rashi in the Mishnah stated Kol Yomim in all days V'afal Pisha Matal Anochri Shem Shemayim, and even though he's using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Anochri Shal Shalom Shmei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we still allow this M'play Daki Shalom. And the Gemara begins Hashtach Zuke Mechsekinon, if we said he could even say that he should have strength and should have koyach, and you're giving him such a bracha Shalom B'shalim and B'yi, certainly you could say Shalom to them. Rav Yeva, however, Rav Yeva says L'nitzucha L'yayim Edom, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is talking about the day of the holiday. The Tanya is we learned to the Brisa L'yikonis Adon L'beis Shal Oivikom B'yayim Edom V'yitin L'shalim, a person shouldn't specifically go to the house of a guy during the holiday in order to say Shalom to him, as if he does so then the guy will go to his Avodah Zarah and he'll thank the Avodah Zarah for such such a good kavod that the Jews said shalom to him, and we have an issa of leishama p.m. However, the brisa continues that if it's the day of the holiday and matzoy b'shuk, you find a guy in the marketplace nicely b'safar rafa b'chayv reish, then you could say shalom aleichem to him. But when you do so, you should only do so with a soft voice and b'chayv reish. And Rashi explains the chiluk as loy konis lebesa the kivin the achshav kula hay. As since you machshav the guy so much that you go to directly to his house, dilma azu maydi. So over there, we have to worry that the guy will go to his avodah zara and thank the avodah zara for giving him such great kavod that the Jew specifically came to his home to say shalom. And l'chayr Rashi in the Mishnah is a bit tzarech bia, as Rashi seemed to be saying that there is a chiddush that you're allowed to say shalom because of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Havmina and the Maskan of Agamara doesn't say this time at all. Bitzarech bia. The Gemara continues with the story of Huna Rav Chista Havi Yosfi. Rav Huna Rav Chista was sitting together, Chalav V'Azal Geniva, and Geniva was walking close by to them and was about to walk by them. And this is the third time in Mesechta Skitten that we see Geniva. We saw his name on Daf Zayin and Aleph and on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, and we saw that Geniva fought with Ma'ukva, who was the Abbezin, as the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Aleph stated, Bnei Adam Ha'inim Lai, or Biyadil Mesel Machos, Vuhoi Geniva, and it's referring to Geniva, as the Gemara stated on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Amalei Chad L'Chavrei, one of these two Amoraim, either Rav Huna or Rav Chista, said to his friend, Nekem Ha'kamei, the Ba'urin, who we should get up while he's passing by us, because he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalei, the other one said, Ve'kamei Palga Nekem, should we get up in front of someone who's Baal Machlekes, and who bothered Ma'ukva so much, Ad Hachi Asa'il L'Gabayu, and while they were talking, the Geniva already showed up in front of them. Amalehu, so Geniva said to Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Shalom Aleichem Malki, peace should be on you kings, peace should be on you kings. And Amalei, so Rav Huna and Rav Chista said to Geniva, Menolachad Rabban Ikru Malachim, how do you know that Rabban are called kings? Amalehu, and Geniva responded, Dechsev, as the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Be Malachim Imlechu. When describing the Torah, the Pasuk tells us that through the Torah, the kings will become kings. Amalei, so once again, Rav Huna and Rav Chista said to Geniva, Menolachad Kaflina, and Shalom Lamaki, and how do you know that you double up Shalom when you speak to a king? Amaluni said to Amr Yehudam Rav, that's based on Rabbi Yehudam Rav, Minayin Shekaiflin Shalom Melech, how do we know that we double up Shalom when you speak to a Melech? Shenem, as the Pasuk says, in Divrei Yomim, Vruach Lov Shes Amosai, Roishal Shalishin Lecha David, Ba'amcha Ben Yishai, Shalom Shalom Lecha, Vishalom Ezrecha, Ke Ezrecha Lekecha, Vyikamlin David, Vayitnim Barashi HaKadud. When Amosai addressed David, he said the Lashin Shalom Shalom, and he used a double Lashin. And the Gemara continues, Amr Leis, Rav Huna Rav Chista said to Geniva, Little Mamidi, you should eat something together with us. Amlu, he said to them, Hachim Rabbi Yehudam Rav, I have another member of Yehudam Rav, that Asalei L'Adam Shitim Klum At Shitim Meichel Bamtoi, that a person's also to taste anything until he feeds his animals. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, V'nisati Eisa B'Sotchel Bamtecha, that first I'll place grass in the Sada for your cattle, V'hadu B'chatham Savata, and only after taking care of your cattle can a human eat and become satiated. And since I didn't yet feed my animals, therefore I can't stay and eat together with you. Havim L'Chanizokin, Havim L'Chanizokin, Havim L'Chanizokin. And we continue on Daf Samach Beis and Beis with new parak Ha'im Iskabel Getzel Ishti, and some call the parak Ha'im, and the Rishonim call this parak Hiskabel. And even though, as we will see in a moment, that Taisa says that Ha'im Iskabel is the sixth parak, Misha Achso is the seventh parak, as we have it in our Gemaras. However, Rashi, as well as the Taisa Rosh, actually says that Ha'im Iskabel is the seventh parak, and Misha Achso should really be the sixth parak. And let's see the top Taisa's B'Yushalmi Tana Iskabel Achen Izokin Va'achra Misha Achso V'Chinir L'Rabbein Tam. Then the Zokin Tana Basa Shleach. Then the Zokin comes after Shleach Mishum Da'ari B'Mil Davin Pei Tikkun Olam. Since we're talking about things that are based on Tikkun Olam, the Hashta Hadlam will say, and now we go back to the original topic, the Ayir B'Shlichus, which was talking about Shlichus. Then the Ayir Da'ari Ba'im L'Shtayim Tnu Ayir L'Shleisha Kisvu Tnu Tana Basrei Misha Achsu Da'ari Namin Ba'im Kisvu. And finally, the Ayir the Tana B'Misha Achsu B'Megureshes Ve'In Megureshes Tana Basrei Azurik. That's why Azurik comes afterwards the Tani Ba Mechza Mechza Megureshes Ve'In Megureshes. And Ayin and Rashi and Daf Ayin Alav and Beis in Dibur Masal Time Delay Amalam Tnu, and in Dibur Masal La'Oyim Tnu, where he says Moidel Kamon with Perikiskabel, and he says the Hachit Tan Kamon, and therefore we see that Rashi actually had Perikiskabel after Perik Misha Achsu. Before we begin the Perik, let's just point out that there are two ways to make a shliach in order to effectuate a get. A man can make a shliach leilacha, and he could say to shliach, I want you to take this get to my wife, and the moment you deliver it to my wife, it should be a valid get. However, up until the point that he delivers the get to his wife, that would not be a valid get. And if the husband wants, he can be chayza up until that moment. However, a husband cannot tell a shliach, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife, and the get should be chal at this moment, because even though we have a klal of zachar l'adam shloi b'funav, however, of course, by receiving a get, that's not a tzchiyah, and a woman receiving a get is considered a chayiv, and ain't kabel l'adam el b'funav. And number two, a woman can be mana a shliach l'kabola, and she could tell a person, go and accept a get for me, and the moment that you receive the get from my husband, I will be considered divorced. And there is a machlekes rishonim dinim if a woman could say to a shliach, I want you to be a shliach le'locha, I want you to go and get a get from my husband, but the only time that it should be actually be chal is once you bring me that get. And the new parak and the new mishnah begins. If Reuven is married to Rachel and he says to a shliach, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife, or I want you to take this get to my wife, so since Reuven can only appoint a shliach le'locha, so even when he said iskabel gets el ishti, that's considered as if he made him a shliach le'locha, and therefore at any point prior to the get being delivered to Rachel, Reuven can be chayzer from the shlichus and he can be mevatel the shlichus. And as we explained, certainly when Reuven said iskabel gets el ishti, he couldn't have been appointing the shliach as a shliach le'kabbalah, and as Rashi says, the get chayvu la ve'in chavu la'adam el midaiter li'as le'shliach le'chavasai. And the Mishnah continues, however, ha'ishish amr iskabel li'giti, if Rachel appoints a shliach le'kabbalah and she tells him that I want you to go and accept my get from my husband, so at that point, once the shliach receives the get from her husband, so Rachel can no longer be chayza, and as Rashi says, kivin the ish of isu shliach harei kuyada, that since she appointed him as a shliach, so it's as if his yad is like her yad, and therefore immediately once he receives the get in his hand, so the get was chal and Rachel was already megureshes. The Mishnah continues that since if the woman sends a shliach a kabbalah, the moment that the husband gives the get to that shliach, it would effectuate the get. Therefore, if the husband doesn't want to get to be chal at that moment, and he only wanted to be chal at a later point when the get actually reaches his wife, if the husband turns to the shliach the kabbalah of the wife and he says, I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah for my wife, and I don't want to get to be chal right now, Ella, I want to appoint you as my shliach le'locha, and holich v'tenla, here's the get, go and bring it to her, and it should only be a get at the moment that she receives it, in ratzel lachza yachza, then any time prior to Rachel receiving the get, if the husband is chayzer from this shlichus, so that he could be chayzer, and the get would not be a valid get. And the Mishnah ends off, Rav Shimon Galil states, afaymeres tuli giti, in ratzel lachza yachza, even if a woman doesn't say iskabeli giti, and instead she uses the lashon tuli giti, that's exactly as if she said, that go and accept my get from me. Therefore, once a shliach already went to the husband and received the get, at that point Rachel will no longer be able to be chayza, as the get was already chal, and she's considered megureshes at that moment. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just remember that earlier on Daf Yudalid we had a shayla if the hoylich is chidami or if hoylich is lav chidami, meaning if someone uses the term of hoylich, doesn't mean that I want you to be zeicha at this moment. And if there's a din of zach l'adam shaloi b'fanav, then you'll be able to be zeicha. Or do we say that hoylich is lav chidami, and even if it's possible to have zechi at that moment? However, when he said hoylich, he didn't mean that you should actually be able to be koine at this moment, and the person just meant that I want you to take it to that other person, and once you get there, then the kinyan should be chal. And our Gemara begins, that the only reason why we said in our Mishnah that if Reuven said to the shliach, hoylich gets el ishti, you should take this get to my wife, then until the get is actually delivered to Rachel, then it's not considered a valid get, and if Reuven wants, he can be chayza, that's only because she didn't actually create a shliach l'kabbalah, and she didn't send the shliach to accept the get for her, and of course, her husband can't go and make a shliach l'kabbalah, as we explained in the Mishnah, because it's a chay for her, and in chav l'adam el b'fanav. However, Rav Acher Breid Rav Avya wants to be medayik from the Mishnah, ha-shevisi iye shliach l'kabbalah, rotsu lachsa lo yachsa. However, if the wife would have made the shliach as a shliach l'kabbalah, and when the shliach comes to the husband to pick up the get, the husband says to the shliach, hoylich gets el ishti, take this get to my wife, in that case, we would say that the moment that the husband delivers the get to the shliach, it is a get, and it can't be chayzah, and shema mino l'choy, we should be able to ring a raya for our Mishnah, that hoylich is chidami, that even though the husband used the term of hoylich, it was considered as if he said that I want you to be mekabel this get at this moment, and I want it to be a get from this moment, and you should be zeichet to my wife. And since we know that his wife said I want this get, therefore it's not considered a chayiv, and therefore the shliach could be mekabel the get for the wife, and the husband can no longer be chayzer. And the Gemara is bothered that since this is a shayla on daf yudalid, so the chayiv wanted the Gemara over there bring a raya from a mishnah to the side of hoylich keschidami. And Taisus in the second Taisus on Amid says hashavisi shliach hashasal kedaiten. At this point, the Gemara's having is the itzuch lemisti iskabel el lemedik, that the only reason why the Mishnah had to say a case where the husband said iskabel gets el ishtai is only to be medayik to chehechad iskabel dafka b'lo shavisi shliach. That since certainly if a husband says iskabel gets el ishtai, the only reason why it's not a get at this moment is because his wife did not make the shliach as a shliach kabbalah. As if she did, then of course it would be a get at this moment, since he also agreed that you should be mekabel this get just like my wife said. Therefore, the only reason why the Mishnah said that in ratzel lachsa yachsa by the case of iskabel gets el ishti is only because his wife did not appoint a shliach as her shliach lekabbalah, and therefore in the case of of Heilig Getzel Le'ishti, we will also say that that's the same case, that Dafka B'lei Shavisu Shlech, as the Gemara just explained, and therefore Rav Acher B'Reid Rav Avya wants to bring a raya that Heilig is Kischidami, and the Gemara answers Lo'i that it's not a raya from a Mishnah, as Lo'ilim Eimelcha Heilig La'av Kischidami, as we could tell you that when a husband says Heilig, he doesn't mean that he should be Zeichel at this moment, and Ruvain means to say to the Shlech that I want you to take this get and bring it to my wife, and once you bring it to my wife, then it should be a valid get. And even if Rachel would have said that I want you to be my shlicha kabbalah, at this point I'm changing you into a shlich leilacha, and the get would not be effectuated until you actually deliver it to my wife. And if I want to be chayza from now until the point that you deliver it to my wife, I could be chayza. And even though, as Taisa said, that the Gemara's havmin is based on a dig that since the Mishnah said the case of a skabel gets a l'ishti, that if Reuven wants to be chayza, he could be chayza, and it must be talking about a case where Rachel did not appoint a shlich as her shlich kabbalah, and therefore the case of Heilig gets a l'ishti is also talking about that scenario. However, the Gemara explains that in the Chanami, the case of Iskabel Get L'Ishti is not coming to teach you a diyuk b'negei the case of Heilig Getz L'Ishti, but it's coming to teach you another din, the Sakad Etchemino, as you may think, that since a husband cannot create a Shlich HaKabbalah, as we said before, because Zachna Adam Shleib B'Fanav, in Chavel Adam B'Fanav, and therefore, of course, a husband can't make a Shlich HaKabbalah, and if Reuven actually says to the Shlich, I want you to be a Shlich HaKabbalah in order to accept this get from my wife, then Afgav the Mata Gita Liyada, even if the get actually reaches Rachel, Loyla Havigita, the get should not be Chal, because Lamaisa, the husband had no right to make him a Shlich HaKabbalah, and the Shlichus isn't Chal at all, even as a Shlich Lelacha, Kamashwan, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that even if Reuven said, the Skabel gets a Lishti, the Skabel Va'il Kama, what he meant to say is, you should take this get, and you should bring it to my wife, and this way you should effectuate the get, and my wife should be Megureshes. And at this point in the Gemara is explaining that when the Mishnah stated a case where the husband said, Heil gets a Lishti, it could even be talking about a scenario where his wife originally said to the shliach, I want to be makabel my get from my husband. However, once he went to the husband, he said, Heilich gets el ishtei, and Heilich is lav kaschidami, and therefore the husband was really telling the shliach that you can't be a shliach kabbalah for my wife, and I want you to be a shliach leilacha for my wife, and the only time that this get should be chal is only once it reaches my wife's possession, and therefore, matzalach z'yachso, if Reuven wants to be chayza prior to the get being delivered to his wife Rachel, he could do so. And the Gemara continues to try to bring another raya that Heilich is kaschi. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'isha she'amra, iskabel ligiti, im ratzel lachza lo yachza. If a woman says to a shliach, I want you to accept a get from me, if she wants to be chayza, she can do so. And the Gemara says, it's my lav, leishna kabbalah, leishna alalacha, l'chayr this din, is going back on the previous din of the Mishnah, where the husband either said, iskabel getz el ishti, or he said, Heilich getz el ishti, and in both cases, she can't be chayza, and therefore you see that Heilich is kaschi, and therefore she can't be chayza, and even though her husband told the shliach, Heilich getz el ishti, the moment that the husband gives the get to the shliach, the get is chal, as it's considered as if he said, I want to be zeicher for my wife at this moment. And the Gemara responds, loy akabola, that's not going back on both cases of the Mishnah, just telling us that if the wife said to a shliach, I want to be makabel my get, and she made him a shliach lekabola, and he goes to the husband says, his kabel gets el ishti, then of course it will be get at that moment, and she can no longer be chayza. However, if the husband would say, heilich gets el ishti, then inichanami, heilich is lav keschidami, and the get would not take effect until the shliach brought the get back to the wife and brought it back to Rachel. The Gemara continues, Hashmal bringing another raya, Lefichach, the Mishnah stated that if the wife says that I want the shliach to be mekabel the get, therefore, of course, if the husband gives the get to her, then it will be considered megureshes at that moment. And if a shliach lekabola comes to a husband to accept a get from him, then immediately upon him giving the get to the shliach lekabola, it would be a valid get. And in Amalei Abali, Efshish tekabola, Elohimlich v'tenla, however, if the husband says to the shliach lekabola, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola, and I want you to take this get and bring it to my wife, then in Ratzalach Z'yachso, at that point, if the husband wants to be chayza, he could be chayza up until the point that the shliach brings the get to his wife and delivers the get to Rachel. And the Gemara now explains its raya, time and Amalei Yefshi, that the only reason over here that this shliach is no longer a shliach lekabola is because the husband said specifically, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola. However, it's mashma halay Amalei Yefshi, if the husband didn't say, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola, and instead he only said, halach v'tenla, then the shliach would remain a shliach lekabola, and in Ratzalach Z'yachso, then at that point, if the husband wanted to be chayza, he would no longer be able to be chayza because he said heilich, and heilich is kaschidami, and shma mina heilich kaschidami. And the Gemara answers dilman behilich in a chinami that if he would say heilich, then maybe it's lav kaschidami. And the reason why the Mishnah said that he had to say efshi is because the gears of the Mishnah should not be ala heilich v'tenla, but heilich v'tenla. And certainly everyone agrees that the lashon heilich is definitely a lashon kaschidami. And certainly if the shliach came to the husband and said that your wife sent me to accept my get from you and the husband says, Halach, here it is, and this is your get. So then he's saying that I'm giving it to you exactly the way that you asked for it because you're Shlich HaKabbalah, and therefore it's definitely a valid get at this moment, and the husband cannot be Chayza. And that's why our Mishnah said that the husband has to clarify that the Efshi Shet to Kabbalah, that I don't want you to be a Shlich HaKabbalah for her, and a Halach V'Tenlah, I want you to give it to her, and I want you to take it directly to her, and unless you take it to her, it should not be a get, and therefore, in Ratzel Lachsa Yachsar. And Lemaisa, the Gemara ends off that we can't bring a raya from this Mishnah either to the tzad of Halach Kaschidami or to the tzad that Halach is Lav Kaschidami. And the Gemara continued that certainly we know that a husband could create a shliach lehilacha and a wife could create a shliach lekabbalah, as we learned this from the pasuk of Shilchu Yibesai. And the Gemara now begins, Pshita, ish havi shliach lehilacha shkem baal meiluch get leishtai, that certainly a man can be a shliach lehilacha for a male and for a husband because a husband has the right to bring a get to his wife, and therefore he can replace himself with a man, and a man could become a shliach. And the Gemara continued, v'isha havi shliach lekabbalah shken isha mekabbalas gita miyad baila, and certainly a woman could be a shliach lekabbalah for a woman because a woman has the right to be mekabel a get from a husband, and therefore then b'tayr shlichis. However, the following is a question to us, ish lekabbalah, if a man wants to be a shliach lekabbalah for a woman, or isha leilacha, or a woman wants to become a shliach leilacha for a man, mai, what would be the din? And the Gemara states, tashma bring a raya, ha'im eskabel getzel ishti, ha'ilch getzel ishti. Our Mishnah stated that if Reuven says, be mekabel this get for my wife, or take this get for my wife, in mertzel lachse yachsa, that if Reuven wants to be chayza, he can be chayza. However, isha eskabel egiti, in mertzel lachse lo yachsa, mai la b'chad shliach. L'chera, aren't we talking about one shliach in this case, that the same shliach that the man was making to shliach leilacha, a woman can make as a shliach kabbalah, v'shma mina kashal kabbalah, kashal leilacha. And we see that the same person as kashal kabbalah would be kashal leilacha. And the Gemara answers, loy b'shnei shluchin, that there's no raya from a Mishnah, as in the Reisha, when Reuven was making a shliach, he was making a male as his shliach, and in the Sefer, when the woman was making a shliach kabbalah, she was appointing a woman as a shliach. And the Gemara continues, tashma, bring another raya from a Mishnah, l'fikachim amalei abal, that therefore, if the husband says to the shliach kabbalah that his wife made, he efshi shet kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah for her, I want you to become my shliach leilacha and take the get for her, in matzah lachsa yachsa, then if the husband wants to be chayza up until the point that the shliach actually delivers the get to his wife, he can do so. Certainly in this case, we're talking about the same shliach as a shliach kabbalah now becomes a shliach leilacha, v'shma mina kashla kabbalah, kashla leilacha, and therefore we see from here that the same shliach was a kasha as a shliach kabbalah for the wife is also going to be kashla leilacha for the husband. And the Gemara continues that although from a Mishnah we showed that you could bring a raya that the same person could be a shliach for both the husband and the wife, however, pshat mina, we should be able to be patient on this only that ish havi shliach kabbalah, that a man can be a shliach kabbalah for a woman, shekein ab mekabel get lebita ketana. And the reason why we would say that a man could be a shliach kabbalah for a woman is because we find that a father could be mekabel get for his daughter that's a ketana. Since we find in one case that a man is shayach to the pasha of gittin and can be a shliach kabbalah for a woman, therefore we will say that in all cases a man could be a shliach kabbalah for a woman, and maybe that's when the Mishnah said that this person could be a shliach kabbalah, and then the husband could change that man into a shliach leilacha. And Rashi says that how do we know that a father could be mekabel get for his daughter who's a ketana? It's because we know that a father could be mekabel kedushin for his daughter that's a ketana, as the pasuk says v'yotzachinim ein kesef. Once we know that he could be mekabel her kedushin, then memela he could be mekabel get, as the pasuk says v'yotzav ha'isa l'ishachar and iskish yitzia l'avaya. We have a hekesh between yitzia l'avaya, and since he could be mekabel kedushin, therefore he could be mekabel get. And the Gemara continues that I still have a shayla ish leilachi to yiboyloch. How do we know that a woman could be a shliach leilacha for a man? And the Gemara says, my, what is the din? Amar Mari. Amari says, tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah that we had previously that stated that even those women that are not neman to say about a specific woman that they hate and her husband died, they're still neman to bring her get and they're able to say b'fanei nechtam. And as Rashi brings down, that Mishnah is talking about a mother-in-law, the daughter of a mother-in-law, meaning a sister-in-law, to rasa, a co-wife, a yavimta, and a woman that possibly could be the yavama of your husband. She's your husband's brother's wife and a bas baila, and the daughter of your husband, your stepdaughter. And Amari continues and brings this raya of a husband lochi, and over there the case was where this woman was a shliach lelocha for the husband, and clearly we see that a woman could be a shliach lelocha for a man. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi states, misefer nami shma mina, we could also bring a raya directly from the sefer of the Mishnah that Chav Gilon Beis, the Tani Sefer, because the sefer states ha'isha atzma v'yis kita, that a woman herself can bring a get m'dinas yom, ho'vachi tzrich loim b'fani nechtam. And as the Gemara explained before, that's in a case where the husband tells the wife that I don't want this get to be chal until you get to Eretz Yisrael. And once the woman gets there at Saul, she has to say before a nechtam, before a nechtam, for kimnum bar locha. And as we just explained, it was talking about a case where the husband made his wife as a shliach locha for him, and therefore we see that a woman could be a shliach locha for a man. And the Gemara ends off shma mina, and therefore we have a raya that there is no difference between a man or a woman, and both of them could be either shliach locha or shliach kabbalah. And we will stop over here.